It's a program called Landsat that has launched a sequence of satellites beginning in 1972 that are dedicated to observing land cover and land use change over the global surface over time.
You were able to reposition the satellites to help follow, track, and evaluate the big oil spill in the Gulf.
Satellites don't move around in space like you would think of an airplane or something like that. We can collect images from sensors on these spacecraft. Some of the spacecrafts are able to tilt so that we can point the sensors, point their field of view at an area of interest, and some provide regular coverage of the global surface of the Earth, and we are able to turn on the sensors and capture their data at the appropriate times that they have the Gulf within view.
So having an eye in the sky over the Gulf during this oil spill, what were you able to evaluate?
These data were provided to a clearinghouse that is actually operated by the U.S. Geological Survey out of a facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota called AROS. And they are part of a joint international charter on space and major disasters, where for many events they collect and distribute data from not only NASA sensors, but international satellites to allow those people responding to disasters to have access to imagery. In the case of the Gulf oil spill, these data were used by the Coast Guard and NOAA and other state and federal agencies to determine the extent of the spill and to track the distribution of the oil as it spread out over the Gulf. Data were acquired and provided by a number of organizations and satellites, some that provided high-resolution images over a more narrow field of view, and others that provided a broad image of the entire Gulf region so the big picture could be acquired. These sensors are typically more sophisticated than a camera, for example, a digital camera, in that they acquire images for portions of the spectrum at wavelengths where we can't see with our naked eye. So we acquire imagery through the visible near-infrared, shortwave infrared, and thermal infrared parts of the spectrum. And what that does is it provides an ability to analyze and see changes on the Earth's surface including oil spills that might not be visible to the naked eye. One example is there's an instrument called an imaging spectrometer. The Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California operates, and that instrument was flown on an airplane over the oil spill to track it with its particular capabilities to collect data for many, many wavelengths.
What kind of information are you able to discern using that type of equipment?
Yes, with that data, there was an effort to not only observe and track the oil spill, but actually determine the thickness of the oil sheen on the ocean. That's a bit of a research area, more than a directly operational. But with those kinds of data, there's some hope that we can not only determine the extent of the spill, but at least the thickness of the oil and just how much is on the surface. Of course, from an airplane, you don't get the wide field of view. It's difficult to capture the full extent of the spill. So from the vantage point of space, where you can get the broader coverage, that can be used in concert with the higher resolution data from aircraft and from other satellites to try to provide a more comprehensive picture of what was going on.
Were there any tools or equipment used that evaluated anything other than the oil in regards to life forms?
We do have instruments on our spacecraft that measure what's called ocean color in order to attempt to estimate the amount of phytoplankton and chlorophyll, the content of that phytoplankton on the ocean surface. So ocean surfaces are monitored globally, and it can be applied as the oil recedes to determine if there's been an impact on the phytoplankton that lives on the surface of the ocean in the Gulf. I don't think a lot of people do appreciate the degree to which we monitor the Earth from space and use it for many applications. Disaster and emergency response is just one of many valuable applications.
Your satellites, they were used to help evaluate what was going on in Haiti?
Well, yes. Similarly, relief organizations and federal organizations were able to collect and download images of Haiti from from the USGS facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and use those to plan their relief efforts. So I'm fairly confident those organizations use those kinds of data to identify the areas of greatest need for their logistics and planning of the relief efforts. I did want to add, I don't know if you can fit it in or not, my friends at Aeros that I just spoke to moments before you called, they are partners with us in the Landsat program, and they're a facility of the U.S. Geological Survey and the Department of Interior. It did want me to convey that for the oil spill, the amount of data that they were able to collect and then distribute far exceeded the amounts of data they had ever done previously, much more data than they were able to collect and make available in response to Hurricane Katrina. So as they continue to do this, and as we continue to launch satellites and develop cooperations with international partners, our capacity to acquire this data and make it available with urgency is improving.